I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Churches in Uzbekistan live in uncertainty. Uzbekistan claims religious freedom, but worship is often held outside the city to avoid harassment. Two pastors were arrested for violations while another was released. Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Glenn Penner says,
the Uzbek government tends to send conflicting messages. On one hand, they're arresting some people, and on the other hand, they release others. It just keeps the church there in a state of turmoil and uncertainty. And that's, in a sense, I think, what they want.
Pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ. Next, Partners International's church planter among the Lampung recently hosted a follow-up gathering for ministry contacts in the rural part of Indonesia. During a time of sharing, one recently baptized new believer shared his newfound faith with his fellow villagers. His testimony encouraged others to consider making a commitment to Christ. Pray for him, as it's clear he has a great evangelistic desire for his people. Partners International seeks to train and disciple more people like him. And a blog is short for weblog. It's generally defined as a journal or newsletter that's frequently updated and intended for the general public. Purpose-Driven Network's news director, Mark Kelly, says theirs underscores their dedicated website, but there's a deeper purpose for providing so much information.
The burden of our hearts is the need to plant churches, because spiritual emptiness is the most serious problem the world faces today. Everything we do is geared one way or another to helping God's people fulfill the purposes that God has for them, one of which is sharing salvation in Jesus Christ.
Go to our website for details. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Back to the Bible's making available Woodrow Kroll's book, Little People, Big God. Stories of little superstars in the Bible that had a big impact in their world. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.